Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4752.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay, I guess I would choose my mother, who has really been a very caring person and showed that the principles and values are more important than maybe you, things that you're currently interested in. And she's really guided my life and taught me how to treat others and taught me to be a great person.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to basically combine my interest in data science and the biomedical field by working for a biomedical company that basically finds sorts through data and finds better way to treat patients.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
That's a tough question. I guess I would say that I am generally very caring of other people. I like to explore, and I think throughout my childhood, I've been encouraged to explore and find what, kind of break through the boundaries of where you're typically expected to stop at, and just never be satisfied with the easiest route, but always to explore and seek out the best route for yourself.
What types of things make you happy?
A lot, I guess I could say on one side, the little things, maybe freshly made cookies, a drive down a really nice road. But then other things like being with my girlfriend or being with family and doing things to kind of get away from the day-to-day work life and the day-to-day grind, and just remind you that you are that you're still alive and that you're with the ones that you love.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, losing family members, of course. Maybe moving away from friends, or friends moving away. Yeah, generally things like that, lost connections.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a world that was very, to be honest, it was very, when I was growing up, I thought it was very boring and suburban. But looking back on it, I see that the town I grew up in, even though it wasn't a really big city, it was a very small, nurturing community. And I think, you know, every summer my family would take us on different family reunions, and we got to see a bunch of different parts of the country, and that kind of encouraged me to go out and explore and start to learn other languages and explore things in my career that I think are kind of pushing the boundaries.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think some of the most admirable qualities are adherence to a code of principles and not breaking those. I think another admirable quality would be kind of wisdom to see beyond differences between people.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I'd like to pass on, basically, I would say, a respect for others, and even little things like just taking care of yourself and by keeping your house clean, by maybe doing recycling on the weekend, by playing fairly with others. These are all things that I think my parents taught me, and I would like my children to also have as they grow up.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to travel with my family. As I said, every summer we would always go traveling in different places in America, and learn about different parts of the country, and really, really develop a close bond. So, even these days, I usually travel with my family for Christmas or sometimes during the summer, and I think that really brings us together. And then beyond traveling, I think whenever we spend time together, usually we will try to find some. We'll either cook together or we'll try to find some really unique restaurant. Maybe it'll be just a fried chicken or a barbecue place out in the middle of nowhere. But we always try to find some place that we can really have a good experience at.
Tell me about the most cherished present you have ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why the gift was so special.
When I was in high school, my parents always wanted to. Well, my parents had been to Hawaii, and they always loved Hawaii. And when we were growing up, they always promised us that one day they'll take us to Hawaii. And then finally, when we were in high school, we'd behaved well enough throughout the year. They said for our birthday present, they were going to take us to Hawaii. So that was something that was really incredible, and it meant a lot to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always played flag football or basketball with kids around my neighborhood, and that was always something really, really fun that we would do. In addition, there were some kind of creeks and rivers that went through my old the hometown, and so as a kid, we'd often go down to the creeks and kind of explore on our own through these creeks, and go into the bottom of the river and catch crawdads or go fishing and things like that. I think really getting out into the outdoors was something that I really enjoyed as a child, and I'm just glad I had enough opportunities to do that.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
I would say my favorite book is Huckleberry Finn. And I like that book because it's kind of like an Americana kind of book that teaches you a little bit about the history of America, and also kind of teaches you about how to grow up, teaches you different values, and also has some really good social commentary. So I think I would like, and it's also really funny. So I would say this type of book is something that I also enjoy. Like books that are not necessarily history books, but historical fiction that also teach lessons and things like that.
What is the last book you read? Who is your favorite character?
The last book I read was To Kill a Mockingbird. My favorite character was Atticus Finch because of his dedication to his family and his ability to stick up for his community's principles.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies include going snowboarding, traveling, also playing poker, not professionally, but just with friends. And also, I like to try to go running at least a few times a week, and learning new languages is also a big interest of mine.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say I'm a creative person. I express my creativity partly through my work. I think I like to I like to try to learn new aspects of data science, to think of new ways to apply it in my field. But then, apart from that, I also like to write, and even though I haven't written anything that's been published, I like to write short stories in my spare time, and I don't have any serious ambitions as far as that goes, but just exercising my own creativity in writing and blogging, just doing things like that for fun.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Well, apart from Brad Pitt, I would say that I guess I've heard that I probably resemble the Wilson brothers, Owen and Luke Wilson. I've actually heard both, which I think is kind of strange because I think they look pretty different from each other. But yeah, I've definitely heard that before.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or an ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Okay, well, one time when I was in school, or when I was in college, I was with a kind of a study group of some of a group of students who were basically passing answers back and forth online or through this group chat that we had. And so we were doing these group projects, and we were not allowed to there was a lot of emphasis on not sharing answers, and these people who I was working with were clearly doing that. And so I was kind of in the dilemma about whether I should turn them in or not turn them in, because if I didn't turn them in, if I've seen them because I was in the group chat, I could also myself be if they got caught, I would also be at risk of getting kicked out of school or going on academic probation or anything like that. And also I didn't I was I could have myself been involved in that process, or I had to stick up for my own principles about whether I if you see somebody clearly cheating, whether to turn them in or not. So that was a big dilemma because I knew some of these people, I didn't want them to get in trouble, but then on the other hand, I needed to do something. So I ended up reporting this, and in the end, nobody got in any serious trouble. So that was good. But I think that they got a wake up call that they shouldn't be doing that, and so I think it was the right decision in the end, even though it was hard to do.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Even though this is probably the answer of most people doing this, I'd like to interview Barack Obama. I think, regardless of how you might feel about him politically, I think he's been a really influential politician, and I think he's a really impressive person. In his abilities and his discipline, and so I would just I would like I think I could really learn a lot just from talking to him and seeing kind of the lessons that he has learned in life.
What is your favorite dinner?
I guess I would go with Italian food, probably. Maybe some like shrimp linguine or something like that, or even some eggplant parmesan. Yeah, I feel like you can't go wrong with good Italian food.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Well, I think I would say my favorite board game would be Clue. We would get together a lot of times in the evenings when I was a kid growing up with my family, and play a lot of times my parents were always wanting to play card games, and when I was a kid I thought that was really boring, so I'd always just try to convince them that we should play Clue or we should play Monopoly. But really I thought Clue was a lot of fun because you got to play with different you got to take on kind of a role where and you had to find out who the murderer was. And so it wasn't only a board game, it was also kind of a kind of like charades a little bit, where you take on a persona, and so it just added to the mystery. I thought it was a lot of fun.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning, recently I found out that supposedly if you drink water but on an empty stomach before you eat anything, before you brush your teeth, before you do anything, it's supposed to be really healthy. So recently I started doing this habit of drinking a cup of water right when I wake up in the morning. Then after that I'll go and eat breakfast, try to enjoy a few minutes of peace and solitude before I go out and start my day.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish that I could take a year off from work and maybe rent a houseboat or something like that, and travel throughout throughout the Bahamas, maybe throughout Central America, and maybe down to South America, and just really explore the coast, and try to practice Spanish and just live on my houseboat for a year. Maybe when I retire, but right now definitely can't do that.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is spring. Except for allergies, which make it more difficult. But if it weren't for allergies, and if I didn't feel like I was sneezing all the time, then I would definitely go with spring.
What matters to you most?
What matters to me most is I would say the people close to me that I care about, my girlfriend, my family. Yeah, I think that's it.
Why did you choose data science in the biomedical field as your line of work?
Well, my bachelor's was in biology, and then I wanted to help people, but I didn't really see myself as being a doctor. I saw myself as working more with the analytical side of the field. And I just at that time I could see that it's kind of a booming field and that there's a lot of changes coming in the healthcare field along the in the area of data science. And so started learning a little bit about analytics, and it just it worked out well that I was able to combine my interest in statistics and mathematics with my background in biomedical science.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I would say the most interesting thing about my work is learning new tools and learning more about statistics, and just constantly being able to find new ways to apply what I'm working.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
If I had to choose a different career, I think I would possibly choose the only other thing that I would possibly choose is maybe along the lines of in like public diplomacy. I've always kind of had a travel bug, and that's one of the things that I am not always satisfied with my current career is that it doesn't usually involve that much travel. It doesn't really learn involve my interest in languages. So I think living abroad as a diplomat and learning about becoming an expert on foreign relations, I think is something that would be really interesting.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing along the lines of work, family, or travel?
I think if in 10 years from now, if I could make a guess, I think I would be happily married to my current girlfriend, and I think we would try to travel at least a couple times a year. I would be continuing to learn Spanish, and I would be more comfortable and more developed in my career path, and hopefully living somewhere with either mountains or beach.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your girlfriend?
The nicest thing I could do for my girlfriend would be to treat her with the respect that she deserves, and to always try to listen to her and try to make as much effort as I can to understand what she wants and what she means, and yeah, try to really understand her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the program partly in order to help people conceive who aren't able to conceive on their own. And I think it's a good thing to give to somebody to allow them to do that. I think it's great that we're able to do that in modern society where people wouldn't be able to do such a thing in the past.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just like to say that even though we won't ever be able to meet, that I hope that my own values are passed along to the recipients and to the offspring, and that they are able to live really happy lives and to just try to develop good values and respect for other people.
This concludes donor audio interview 4752.